And this is MC5 from Kick Out the Jams covering.
A song called Starship. A song called Starship.
Because it has that little slight sense of humor in it. But the music is intense, and at times it covers all kind of emotional things. But one thing that might puzzle some people is sometimes it covers the non-emotional things. They're not used to that. But I would say the non-emotional things is the bridge they would have to walk across. But they have the emotions because you don't need them. Not to walk across the bridge. Because when you get on the other side, you got to adjust yourself anyway. But it's not talking about a bridge like to death or anything like that. To the contrary, I'm dealing with things which one reason I haven't really said too much about it, because it's not in accordance with this system of thing, or any system of thing in any country, you might say. Most people are talking about life. I'm not talking about that. And most people are talking about death. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about something that's the third thing that's entirely different. I'm not seeking eternal life and I'm not seeking eternal death. You can look at this. Oh, so the third thing is just I just call it myth, because if it's not life and it's not death, people don't know anything else, so you would have to call it something that's impossible, I would say, the myth. Thing they have to right in place, because when things get if a plane take off or whatever's taking off and going at a tremendous speed, that little screw will be missing. As long as it's going slow, I can get by, but eventually even then something else will shake loose because that other screw isn't in place. And that's when sometimes you hear people refer to others as having a screw loose.
Yeah. I'd like to ask you this question again. I know somebody else has asked it, but can you tell me, what's the difference between black men and white men?
Well, the difference is that black itself means evil, and it means wicked. And also the difference is that the black people have a different code. It had nothing to do with white people setting it up. In ancient days, black people were up under Pharaoh, and that's the one that set the code. It has followed them all the way to America and everywhere else, because they can't get away from under Pharaoh. He set a code for them, and he made a statement concerning them, that saying something like, "And my people are evil." And that's the Pharaohs were black. It was black Pharaoh, and that's what he said, "I and my people are evil. The Lord is righteous." So it stands like that. There's nothing white people can do about it. There's nothing anybody can do about it. Because the black people were, their ruler was really Pharaoh. Although they have been over with Moses and some other things, it still stands. And also the Bible backs it up and saying, "My people are wise to do evil, and to do good they have no knowledge." And so it's the equation of balance. And I'm a witness to that. They are wise to do evil, and to do good they have no knowledge. And I'm also witness to the fact that just like Pharaoh said, they're evil and wicked.
Do you want to do anything?
Do I want to do
it? I mean, you're obviously operating in this area. What do you want to do about it?
You mean in America? Well, I really want to have, I feel that black people in America lost a sense of beauty, have been deprived of beauty so long, and that they don't, they almost don't have appreciation for it. They don't feel that it's profitable, and that's very bad when people get like that. It's not natural. So I would just establish places where it would be they'd be rehabilitated to putting beauty in there that would awaken their sense of beauty, because it's very bad to have people around who don't appreciate art. And I've checked the research, and a lot of black people haven't had an appreciation of art. They don't back the artists up, and they don't back musicians up who are on the intellectual plane and who really care about their welfare in an orderly manner. They don't do that. Now, other nations in the world do make an effort to do something about it. So then there's something seriously wrong there. It's something wrong when the people don't back up their artists. And I see a lot of black artists walking around who are very beautiful artists who don't get any kind of recognition to being presented by black people. And you got a lot of black intellectuals. And you got a lot of black millionaires. But they don't sponsor anything like that. And this is very bad. That's why it's so much chaos in America now, because the creator of the universe doesn't really recognize the people unless they recognize their treasures. And the only treasure in the nation has is the gift of art.
The only treasure a nation has is the gift of art. This is from the very first Sun Ra album I ever heard. It's called Nothing Is, and it came out on the ESP label. It's dated on Wiki at 1970, but I thought it was 1969. Sun Ra.
We'll be right back.
to infinity with Sun Ra. I've tried to touch on a bunch of different sides, but obviously in this short a time, all I can do is introduce. Thanks to Mark Torres and Pacifica Radio for the 1968 Pacifica interview with Mr. Sun Ra. And thanks very much to Michael Shepard for giving me an advance release of the Transparency album coming out in February of Live in Santa Cruz in 1974. The recording quality is not the highest there, not as good as these great studio hot recordings, but that was an amazing fucking show, and it's great to hear it early. This is Altered Destiny, and we heard before that's Dancing in the Sun, and portions of The Perfect Man, and Nebulae, and Nothing Is, Heliocentric Worlds of Sun Ra, Volume 1, live in Santa Cruz, live in East Berlin, live on Saturday Night Live, but all these amazing studio recordings too, and what can you do about it? It's time for the show to fade. But Kill Radio isn't. Yeah. You keep listening. And, hey, I'll be back next week on the Chill Room. Stay tuned. Thank you.